from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Schicky's in South Philly. Perfect place for a pre-game, in-game, or post-game snack. The official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. Obviously, you can come in here before tonight's game against the Braves.
Yes.
6:40 first pitch. Ranger Suarez on the mound. We'll get you ready for that in a little bit.
Looks like it's not going to rain, but it looks rainy outside.
It does look rainy. But I don't mind the looks rainy, but doesn't rainy,
yeah.
But doesn't rain sort of vibe.
Sure.
I don't mind.
Do you like that at the beach?
No.
I don't know, man. It keeps the heat off.
It's nice for a walk. But if I'm going to be sitting out all day on the beach, I'm getting tan.
You're getting tan?
Yeah. I'm a pretty tan guy this summer.
Yeah, actually, not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad tan-wise.
Not too. I'm got darker skin than you right now.
You, yeah.
I got the darkest skin on the show right this second.
At this second.
You know, speaking of Ike not being here, next week we're going to I was talking to Jack before. We've joked about going to Creed in Atlantic City.
Joking. I don't know if we're joking at all.
Well, that's the thing. With Ike, I want to organize a show bonding trip to Atlantic City September 29th to go see Creed. All we need is tickets,
yeah,
and three rooms. That's what,
yes,
we got to stay there.
Probably.
Are you going to be able to stay there?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Might see the blackjack table.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding.
There you go.
I'm actually horrible at blackjack, and I'm a selfish blackjack player.
You can't be that. Not on a Saturday night, buddy.
I don't play with the table. Okay. I play for Jack.
Yeah, you can't do that on a Saturday night. You got to do that on a Sunday morning.
How am I supposed to win?
Nah. So the one thing my brother and I like doing, I love splitting tens.
Okay.
You can't. Like, it's a winning hand, right? And if I see the dealer showing a six and I got two tens, I start getting, like, the jitters because I want to split the tens. But you can't do it. You make everybody at the table mad at you.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. Listen, I am tentatively in for Creed.
It's Ike. We got to get Ike.
I know three songs.
You probably know more than three. Is Empty Nest Ike? Are we going to have a new Ike? Because Ike doesn't like being not in his home.
Sure.
Ike doesn't like going anywhere. But it's already in New Jersey, so he doesn't have to cross the bridge.
Yeah.
Maybe I just pick him up.
Listen, I think he'd be in. I really do. If enough convincing happens.
Afternoon show trip to go see Creed.
It's like so that'll be one bit, and then the afternoon show goes to Mount Rushmore for Mount Rushmore week.
Yes, that'll be the second bit. And that's when we take listeners with us. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
I was about to say, can't kiss some listeners, though, because I'm down for that trip.
Are you a Creed guy?
Wait, Creed or Mount Rushmore?
Man, what's that? I just want to hang with my fellas. What's that?
All right. Okay.
You know what I mean? What's up, Spike, my main man, Jackie, baby? What's poppin'? Happy Friday.
What's up, Yosh?
Hey, man, look. Now, I agree with a lot of stuff y'all saying. Jack, what's saying? I ain't even riding with nothing you saying about Jalen, because it's some tape out there of you saying a lot of the meanest stuff to Jalen at the fantasy thing. My phone just has to be rolling when you was arguing with,
yep,
OG Wade. So you,
yep,
can't be trusted. I ain't got nothing bad.
Well, I was proving a point.
You were just saying a whole bunch of stuff. I was like, you are talking the truth. You know, you ate your little salad with the nuts in it, Paul. you was over there telling the truth. But Jalen, man, I believe that it's so much stuff going on with him in this offseason. you know, as far as is he going to be as good as he was in 2022 or as bad as he was in certain spots last year with the stuff that he's been putting on the table at the presses. I just believe he's going to have a great year because of all of this stuff. But I do wish he would just shut his mouth and answer the question yes or no, for real, for real, because he keeps putting his foot in his mouth. He just keeps giving the content for everybody to just slander him over and over and over. Just stop trying to sound so smart. Just say what's name. I agree. Take some accountability. Say, yeah, I got to be better. There was a lot of stuff last year that I did wrong. And just leave it alone. Don't say nothing about this and that and this and that, especially if you put in Jason Kelce in the sentence. It just ain't going to work out for you, baby. Leave it alone.
Well, the interesting thing, Yosh, is that he's not dumb. Like, so when he says those things, I think the reason that people react the way they do in part is because they know he is very specific and pointed about what he says.
Well, and it's not the first time he said it.
Right.
It's the fourth time he said it.
Yeah, and I agree with things. That's why I think he should stop talking so much, because it seems like a chess piece that he's using to do it. Like, stop riding the fence with the answer. Just say what you did wrong. Don't nobody want to hear all the other stuff. Like, I was, and the words you use, like Jack said to the guy earlier, using words like halt and stuff, those type of words, what's saying, they trigger words for people like Jack and my good friend, my best friend on the afternoon show, Spike Eskins. Yes, Spike, you my best friend.
Now hold on, what's up with this Spike sucking up, Yoshi? Listen, we've been through wars together. This guy got here a month ago.
I love you. You the little brother. You can beat up on the little brother and come back and love on him. Can't nobody else beat up on you, though. Anybody else call and talk trash to you, I beat them up. I can beat up on you because you know I love you. Ain't nobody else going to beat up on you. And then Spike professed his love for me, getting me into the fantasy league on air. And then the lady called up and said that she was rooting for me this week. And Spike said he was going to beat me. And I was like, what? But then he turned around and said, I was like, it's easy to root for Yoshi. He's a good soul. When he's saying stuff like that, it's like what my wife does to me. She beat me up and then she hugged me. And all this other stuff. Like, I can't stay mad at her because he beat me down and then he builds me up. I love Spike, and don't be jealous. I love you too, because I know what you was doing in your car when I blew the horn, and I ain't gonna tell nobody on the radio.
I was giving a nice little nose pick.
Oh, he caught you mid nose pick.
Listen,
oh, wow,
not ashamed to admit it. It's just more efficient, Yoshi.
Spike, since he said it, yo, that finger was up in that nose to the knuckle, boy.
That's not true. It's a.
He was doing brain surgery.
I was, yeah. Man. Dude, it's more efficient. It's good.
When I blew that horn at him, yo, that finger slid out like some lube.
Dude, I thought it was a different fan. I thought it was like, you know, someone didn't know me. And I was like, that's a bad look. But that was Yoshi, and I was like, whatever.
Oh, man, that was funny, man. Oh, and Spike, man, B. Kendrick, you took my answer. I'm all about the hoodies, too. It's two things that I own a lot of, man, and that's, three things. I own a lot of underwear, four things, and socks. But hoodies and tank tops, as far as the top part of my body, because I go straight to hoodies when the tank tops are over with.
Now,
I'm a hoodie dude all day, but I love this time of year because when the weather changes, my wife lets me put my leg on hers, if you know what I'm talking about. I'm going to leave it.
All right. See,
we have to see why you need a lot of underwear.
I'll see you later, Yoshi. Goodbye. We got to get Yoshi a sleeveless hoodie.
They have those
now. Do you both? Yeah.
Yeah. I think McCaffrey wears them a lot.
Does he?
Yeah. By the way, heartbreaking news for Elliot Shortbarks.
Oh, no.
You ready for this?
Now, what could this be? Did Jordan Matthews retire?
No, Jordan Matthews got picked up by the Panthers. He's back on the practice squad.
All right.
Brazil has officially banned Twitter.
Oh, it happened.
/ X.
It really happened.
It really just happened, yep.
So why is he going there?
I don't know what he's going to do. He's teasing. He's going to put stuff on Threads. No, don't care.
No.
You know, like.
Should we do this? Do we create a phantom ESP account where he sends us what he wants on this account and we post it for him?
Could do that.
Could we do
or
that?
Or we post what we think he would say.
Or he gives us access to his account.
He's not going to do that.
But what if we can get all his tweets out?
I know.
He could just send us text messages.
I know. But I don't think he's going to trust us with that. That's the big issue.
It's probably smart.
But I don't know what he's going to do. Like, what's the point of him being there?
I have no idea.
When he was talking about this yesterday, I said, well, you know what you can do? I was like, you can do this silly old thing called write an article. And he said, well, I'm not doing that.
Well, what if he just wrote the article 140 characters at a time?
Sure.
You know?
But I don't know what we're sending him there for if he can't tweet.
You know what he's got to do? He's got to write an article for every tweet. But instead of a full article, it's just a tweet's worth of information, and we publish it every time.
Should we call him back right now?
Yeah. Could you have Justin get him back on the phone?
All right. We're gonna have to see what his plan is here.
Yeah. So I want to give you my new plan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Retired numbers.
Yes.
I had an idea.
And I disagree with this plan.
And if I want you to open your mind. Not you, Jack. Your mind is closed. But if you're listening, if you're in your car, you're at home, you're at work, whatever, I want you to open your mind to this plan. So something interesting happened this week in that Malik Nabers, the first round pick of the New York Giants, wide receiver, had always been number one, wanted number one, but number one was retired by the New York Giants.
Right.
They unretired it for Malik Nabers to wear the number. So the name of the player who had number one was Ray Flaherty.
What was your favorite memory of Ray Flaherty?
Well, he played from 1929 to 1935, so I don't remember anything. He's credited with the behind-the-line screen pass as a coach and the two-platoon substitution system. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1976.
What a system.
So what they did was the Giants reached out to Ray Flaherty's family, had Malik Nabers call his family. They had a good conversation with him, and they agreed. They liked him. They agreed to unretire it and let Malik Nabers wear this number. And they even felt like unretiring the number allowed a new generation of people to even know who Ray Flaherty was, right? So my idea here is that when they retire a number, it only stays retired for a certain amount of time, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. That way you get the number back at some point, and it gives you an opportunity to honor the person again whose number you retired by unretiring it and giving it to a great player.
Yeah, but the problem is then you're gonna forget about the older player.
No, you remember
them. I don't think so.
What the Hall of Fame is for, the team Hall of Fame.
I'm all about honoring legends and keeping numbers unretired.
Yeah, but then you're going to run out of numbers.
You're not going to run out of numbers. You're not. It'll be fine. You know who I bet agrees with you on this, by the way?
Who?
Like, Elliot definitely agrees with you on this.
Oh, that's a bad scene. Speaking of which, Elliot. So Elliot Shore Parks joins us. Elliot. Now, the big news we just discovered is that Brazil has banned Twitter. And Elliot leaves for Brazil on Sunday. Elliot, what are you even going to do in Brazil without Twitter?
Well, I guess I'll have a lot more time on the beach. I mean, at this point, if I can't tweet, I'm hurting over here. I don't know what I'm going to do. Everyone can follow me on Threads. I'm on Threads at Elliot Shore Park.
No.
No one cares about Threads. We didn't bring you on to plug.
Everyone hop on over to Threads. It's a new thing happening.
No. Elliot, I could make – now, obviously, I'm not the program director here anymore. I can't make this decision. But if I were –
Don't say well, Elliot.
Well, if I were Rod, I would think to myself, well, I'm paying him for this week of work, and he's not even tweeting. What the hell is he doing down there? I mean, I don't know. Maybe we repeal the trip.
Here's the thing about Twitter. Not social, and it's not media. So yeah. I'll still be calling – still be calling into WIP. You can get all my Eagles takes on Go Birds through all your different podcast apps. So I think money's still well spent to have me make that flight down there.
Well, why don't you just, crazy concept, why don't you just write some articles?
Yeah, maybe I'll have to do that. I guess maybe they'll just be in, you know. I have the Twitter Plus now, so I'm not even in 140 characters anymore.
I know.
But, yeah, maybe I'll have to stretch out the writing muscle do a little Big J writing.
Well, what if you do this? What if you just have Andrew Porter, who or Ryan or Lou, whoever works in the web department, every time you're going to tweet something, you send it to them and they make it an article. So every tweet is an article.
Here's the other question. Is there anybody at the station I can trust enough to give my Twitter password to and text them what I want to tweet?
Spike.
Us. Yeah.
Yeah, you think so? You think if you have access to my Twitter, I'm not going to wake up in Brazil one morning and... find Noah Von Leigh stats all over my Twitter.
No, I don't come after you about the Noah Von Leigh thing. Here's the only payment I would want. I would want to be able to tweet three things, not any personal information from your Twitter account that you can't delete. And if I can do that, I will do the rest of it for you.
I'll have to think about that. You are on the short list of people I would trust, but you're also on the short list of people that would totally tweet something that would be hysterical for everybody else but me.
While this guy was program director, he went on my Twitter account and said, "Who wants to sex the Jackman?" like a 5-year-old.
Yeah, you're not.
Did I say that?
You did say that, yes.
Who wants to sex the Jackman?
Yeah.
That's a great tweet.
You get a lot of responses?
it was deleted relatively fast, yeah.
That's a great tweet.
But, yeah, he's untrustworthy. Now, Seltzer, you can't. And trust with it because he'll never tweet it.
So that was going to be my next one. I could give it to Seltzer, who would not tweet anything controversial or interesting, but would probably get me a lot of followers over the next week. Lots of Go Birds, lots of, you know, all caps, Jalen Hurts, that type of stuff. He could be positive for my Twitter brand if I gave the password.
I honestly can't get over how funny Who Wants to Sex the Jackman is. I mean, that is a great tweet.
It's pretty good.
Good memories there. Good memories.
Well, of course I memorized it. Yeah, I thought my career was ending, but I'm the program director.
Well, now, wait a minute. Oh, go ahead.
Now, Elliot, I just saw this tweet as well, and you actually need to make sure that you follow this. Brazil court says anyone caught using a VPN to access X will be fined up to $8,000 a day.
Well, time to open the expense app on the Odyssey at Work website.
Oh, you're going to use Concur to expense your $8,000 fine.
Guess he won't be working here very long.
Well, by the way, I tried to explain to Jack what a VPN was once, and his eyes just glazed over. So he says
remember from your time as program director, I can't even edit an image, so the chances of me VPNing my way onto Twitter overseas seems very slim.
Very unlikely. Well, this is huge news, Elliot. We'll have to get your decision as to whether you give someone your password or you just decide to write 40 different articles next week.
Yeah, or again, you can follow me at Threads at Elliot.
No, he's gone. No threads.
We're trying to be adults here.
Yeah. The Twitter question, not the threads question, is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team at marks-jewelers.com. I brought up the wrong Twitter account. I brought up CJGJ's Twitter account.
What was anything notable on there?
Well, he was complaining about Brazil earlier. Yeah. The Twitter question, are Jalen Hurts' comments about Jason Kelce and the blitz a good thing, a bad thing, or nothing? 65% say nothing, 23% a bad thing, 12% a good thing.
Interesting. I will say, I'm very glad that...
Going back to the Elliot Twitter thing.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
I'm very glad that the Twitter is being banned for a lot of these reporters. I can't stand when they tweet out things while I'm on a 21-second delay.
Oh, about the game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very happy.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. So I don't. It's been a while since I've watched a football game that matters and stared at Twitter at the same time.
Sure.
I just haven't done it over the last few years. I will do it this year. Why are they giving game updates about things that happen on Twitter as if everyone who is looking at it can't just go to a website and follow along that way or watch the game? Like, background information. Hey, this injury happened. Here's what's going on. Or maybe something that you don't hear or see on the broadcast. Why are they tweeting out so-and-so throws a touchdown pass?
Because they got to get the likes, the retweets, reposts.
No one needs that.
I'm aware. Wait till Ike starts tweeting sometimes he'll tweet the score. It's my favorite thing on game day. Like, we're all watching. Ike goes, Eagles 35-17.
Well, Ike's sort of in the middle on Twitter in terms of, like,
Older guy
and younger guy.
Yeah. He's caught in between, but it always bothers me when they do that. I try not to be on Twitter during the game just because, like, I want to
watch. Well, it makes you miserable, too.
Right. Yeah. And everyone is overreacting to everything. So, but a part of me is definitely happy that Elliot's going to have to adjust. Like, are they going to go back to the old, come to our website for live, updates? You know what I mean? Like, where they just posted the running stream?
Yeah, that's what it's going to have to be with Elliot.
Yeah.
I can't believe they've. If I were Elliot, I would protest in some way.
There's no way.
Yeah.
He views this as a little bit less work.
Just trying to push everyone to Threads.
Which is, again, more sickening work.
Yeah,
Elliot.
If you're listening to this and you just decided to follow Elliot on Threads, unfollow him.
Right now.
In fact, if you're already following Elliot on Threads, unfollow
Let's
him.
Let's see if we can get more unfollows than follows.
Yeah, if you're listening and you're following Elliot on Threads, please unfollow him. Coming up next, everyone's favorite segment of the WIP Afternoon Show. It is the Top 5 at 5. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.